it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 1 o'clock hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open for you there. 404-726-0929. Call us. Ask us anything. Falcons-related calls as well, obviously, as we always do on Mondays during the AMA. So we'll get there in 20 minutes. And, you know, this segment, this next 10 minutes or so here, as much College Saturday recap as possible.
Well, you know that we were just talking about the air before we came back. Because UCLA and Virginia Tech have fired their coaches, the transfer portal, 30 days, opens up for the kids who don't want to be there.
Don't want to stay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah. And we take Nico's leaving?
I probably. Yeah. I mean, probably. What a disaster, huh?
Yeah, man. That's bad.
Yeah.
It's good. Such as good. And I don't. Nico went never this good as Aguilar.
Never had a game like Aguilar had on Saturday.
Yeah.
No, that's what's crazy about it. Like, I mean, who would have known? Like, Nico comes in with all the hype. He's a five-star and all that.
All his money was paid out.
He played good last year, but I mean, I think we saw enough from him to know that he probably wasn't like that guy, you know, like a good college player, but probably not a guy that just flat changes your program. And, you know, I mean, as far as we know right now, I don't think I can think of a worse bag fumbling than that one.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's about as bad as it gets in college football everybody knows the story from the summer. It didn't work out. They go there, obviously gets less money to go there. And now they're 0-3. And, just to sort of add to the pettiness story about my father-in-law,
right,
with what they were doing Saturday at my house, getting ready for the Tennessee game, only thing makes him even anywhere near as happy as Tennessee winning is all the losing UCLA is doing this year. They got in there Saturday morning. He was like, "You saw what happened to UCLA last night?"
Uh-huh.
I was like, I did. He was like, "Yeah." So did I. I was like, "Yeah, they got smoked by New Mexico in front of about 10,000 people at the Rose Bowl, and they're 0-3 now." So, yeah, they're enjoying that too. They're enjoying the Nico Imaliava faceplant at UCLA.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I just saw somebody like, they got any linemen?
Yep.
They got a running back?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some guys there that'll go elsewhere. Pretty crazy to get let go this early.
Yeah.
And I think it's right.
Yeah. Deshaun Foster
more than happy to go.
Yeah, that should have, I mean, that was one of them situations where you remember when, was it Big Ten Media Day?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Off to a bad start.
Yeah.
It's off to a bad start. But, you know, some people have bad press conferences and then go, like Nick Sirianni's first press conference in Philadelphia was terrible.
It was
now
awful.
They've won a Super Bowl. So I was gonna wait and see. But then we saw, and it's been very bad. Virginia Tech, too. I mean, they obviously a proud program and a lot of very proud fans and you know, good moments in the past, but it's been a while. And so they move on from Pry. And I don't know. I wonder where they go. There's kind of some natural names that pop up just from family ties, the coach at South Carolina. His dad, you know, was pretty good at Virginia Tech for a long time.
Yeah.
Does he?
Hell no. I mean, I know they lost.
Does he got something going?
They lost a game. Shout out to Vandy, but we were talking about Pavia. They went in there and beat that ass. I know Lenore Sellers got knocked out of the game.
That sucks.
But I think they were controlling that game even when he was in there. Mm-hmm. But no, if I'm Shane, I'm not leaving South Carolina or Virginia Tech. No. Mm-mm. That's good. Mm-mm. Columbia, it's way better than Blacksburg.
Never been to either. But in terms of ability, you know, it's a little easier to win at Virginia Tech probably.
A little easier to win what?
You can win that conference. They used to.
When his dad was there before NIL and all that other stuff.
No, but it's, you know, I don't think it's crazy to think that they would at least call him. I didn't say not call.
Yeah. I said if I'm Shane, I'm not taking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You stay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Understood. There's a former quarterback that's a coach now.
Oh, man. But this is Mike's first three games. So, yeah, that would be disastrous for Mike, I would think. Yeah. No, don't do that, Mike.
Yeah, that seems like a tough one. Yeah, yeah. That's a tough job.
Yeah, don't do that, Mike.
Kind of saw this one coming, but it happened nonetheless. The South Florida story comes to a crashing finish against Miami. Carson Beck was
outstanding.
Pretty good. Did throw a couple interceptions, but was good, and they won 49-12. And look, man. Miami has played as well as anybody in the country to start the season. They look really, really good. They fixed that defense that couldn't get a stop against anybody last year. Carson Beck has come in and looked good at quarterback, and they're undefeated and top whatever 4 or 5 team in the country right now. Yeah. So good for them to start the season that way. And look, I mean, with South Florida was a good story, but I think we kind of knew what that was.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Miami is, like you said, Carson Beck has been playing really, really well. They can run the football in Miami, and they did a great job of doing that. They got some playmakers on the outside. But look, you mentioned it earlier, the best thing they did now, they fixed that defense.
Yep.
And they are playing lights out, outstanding. Has Florida this weekend.
Yep.
And we just talked, we were talking earlier about Florida coming off of a disaster by DJ Lagway. 5 interceptions is just unacceptable, but when they're trying to find a way to win the game. And LSU didn't really pull away like they should have with those turnovers. That defense for LSU continues to be really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, honestly, in the early part of the season, Miami and LSU look like they might have
really good.
Two, and Ohio State's defenses looked really good too. But yeah, I mean, that was the thing with them, was going back even to like the Jaden Daniels years, was like, the offense is pretty good. The offense at LSU is all right.
Where's the defense? But that's what I was saying.
How can these LSU? Yeah, but they figured it out.
What the hell you mean? LSU is getting burned. Their corners are getting torched. It's LSU. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, not Saturday. they beat Florida 20-10. Don't ask Brian Kelly about his offense.
Please
though,
don't.
Even though the offense wasn't great.
I'm
don't
just
ask
curious.
About
like, did he just like get really upset about nothing for nothing?
Yeah, I would assume that him and the reporter have
don't
a
like
yeah. There's some sort of relationship there. Do you know Abe? Abe's looking like he knows.
I don't know that specifically. I do see this though. First off, like College Game Day's going to Florida, Miami, which feels like
I saw that yesterday.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Feels like that's not the best game of the week. But then I just see this: the opening line. Do you know what the opening line is for Florida, Miami?
Miami favored by, I don't know how much. What is it?
3?
Okay.
Really?
Can we jump on that now?
You sure?
Might as well.
Later in the week when we get to picks on Friday, it might be like 6, 6.5.
Maybe. But the other fun one was it was good last year, the Notre Dame at A&M.
What a game.
What a game.
What a game.
They were able to run the ball. We talked about Jordan Love. Jeremiah Love. He got plenty of carries and totes his game.
Catches, but carries, everything.
Marshall
Reed. Unbelievable.
I love that dude.
Yeah, he's fun.
I love this guy. I love this kid, man.
You kind of never know where it's going when he throws it.
Because he's going to put it up there.
But usually, like, his arm is pretty strong. So, like, usually when he misses, they're big overthrows so they don't get intercepted. But, yeah, man, that game was crazy between A&M and Notre Dame. And, you know, it sucks that it was a good snap on the PAT. The holder just didn't catch it, just fumbles it, and they end up losing by 1. A&M drove down the field and scored. I think it was a 4th down. Yep. They scored their game-winning touchdown on 4th down, and then they make the extra point, and they win the game 41-40. And now, I mean, it'll be interesting to watch throughout the year. I buried Notre Dame 15 times last year because they lost to Northern Illinois.
Right.
They beat everybody else, went to the playoff, and made it to the national championship game. They got a pretty favorable schedule for the remainder.
Yep.
They've lost 2 tough games against 2 really good teams in Miami and
I'm going down
A&M.
Here, Monk. I mean, going to Arkansas, because Arkansas can score.
They can't.
That was a shootout with them at Ole Miss.
They don't stop you a ton.
Exactly. They don't stop you. But they can score some points.
We knew it would be a shootout with Ole Miss, though. That, when those two teams play first team to 4, that's what it is.
Every single time. And then USC, that's about it. Well, Pitt had a nice win against West Virginia this weekend. No, I'm sorry, West Virginia had a good win against Pitt.
People calm down a little bit in Alabama, or that's not enough yet?
Oh, no, that's definitely not enough.
That's not enough
yet. But they did.
Going to have to be next week against
Georgia.
They
did get Ryan Williams the ball.
They did.
You know, they got him the ball, and now you see how great of a player he is when you throw him the ball. That move he made on the sideline was by Georgia.
Yeah, I don't know how many other guys in college football catch that pass and score a touchdown.
And did what he did. He catches it and then gave him that ooh-ooh.
Yeah, he's
he's special. He's special.
Ty Simpson's looking better. I mean, he threw 4 touchdowns. And again, I know Wisconsin's not like, you know,
world beaters.
They're not great.
But it's Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a power four school, and to handle your business like that, I don't know. I mean, the only way things are going to calm down is, you know.
They had Georgia in 2 weeks. They got Georgia in 2 weeks.
And other SEC schools. But
they had a bye just like we do, right?
Yeah, both teams have a bye this weekend going into that one. I would assume that's where game day will be.
I would be shocked if it wasn't.
You know, that's probably what it would be a couple weeks.
I wouldn't be shocked if it wasn't.
I don't know. You know, Washington, Ohio State.
It's a big one.
Also, Oregon, Penn State. Oregon, Penn State that same day. That day is going to be crazy.
Oregon, Penn State.
Yeah.
Georgia.
You got, now obviously, I
but Georgia,
you got LSU, Ole Miss that day.
Okay. LSU, okay.
LSU, Ole Miss, and that, obviously they both have to, I don't know if LSU is playing this weekend, but I know Ole Miss is, like you said. USC, Illinois, probably both undefeated and ranked at that point. Auburn, Texas A&M that day. Like we just said, Georgia and Alabama, and Oregon and Penn State.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a weekend right there.
It's a day.
That's a hell of a damn day.
And the Georgia-Alabama game and the Oregon-Penn State game kick off at the same time.
7 o'clock.
Those are both 7:30 kickoffs.
Yeah.
So get a couple TVs.
Might as well. Night game in Athens?
Mm-hmm.
With Alabama in the house. Oh, that's going to be a good one. And then you're going to see what these two teams are made of when we talk about Oregon and Penn State. You know, because Oregon just is beating and slapping the hell out of people.
Yeah.
They beat the hell out of Northwestern.
Well, they were up 38-0, I think, or 34-0, and then just took their foot off the gas. Because the final score, I don't think what was the final score against 34-14, right? So kind of, they only won by 20. Well, they proved their point weekend before.
They beat Oklahoma State by 70.
Yeah. They could have scored 100 if they wanted to. Yes. They took their foot off the gas and still beat them 69-6. They were up 34-0 in that game and then relaxed a little bit. But yeah. Also, big win for Tulane. Tulane playing against their former quarterback against Duke. And Jake Retzlaff, their new quarterback from BYU, rushed for 4 touchdowns. Yeah.
Bald.
Tulane's good, man.
They are, man. They got a good program. Hey, that's the thing about it. They got a good program. They got a quarterback to replace a dude. And you saw the pregame, the postgame, they loved that dude.
Mm-hmm.
They loved, but hey, man, Duke was offering that bread.
Yeah.
Good for it. But yeah, Tulane, they're still they're your pick, right? To come out of that group.
Is that who I picked?
I think so.
Then yes.
Okay.
They're undefeated, right?
Yeah.
Then yes.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about it, Randy.
All right. Sports Talk. Sports Talk on the game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, Andy, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on NBC and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games every Sunday as long as all season long, starting at just $30 for the first year.
Abe said we both picked Tulane.
Oh, I thought I picked South Florida.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Say you picked Tulane.
Okay.
Because South Florida lost.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. No problem, mate. It's okay.
We got it. Right, We're good.
We got it.
AMA is next. 404-726-0929. The phone lines are open. You can ask us anything. You can also talk Falcons if you want, coming off last night's win over the Minnesota Vikings. 404-726-0929. AMA coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.